people say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Ooh, ooh, shit. Fuck, that's hot.
I didn't think this out all the way.
Ooh, what's up, folks? Thank y'all. Ooh, shit. Damn, that's fucking hot. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Today's weird. This episode is going to be extremely weird. Well, one, because I am naked right now as we speak. It's the first naked episode I've ever done. Second, is because I'm doing it from the bathtub. This might be the first podcast ever done from the bathtub. Now, if you want to know why I'm doing it from the bathtub, I'm celebrating a little bit today. And obviously, I don't have a guest with me. That would be fucking cool. If there was, maybe, I don't know if y'all ever did this as kids, but I remember like being a kid, like a child, a baby, you know, like, I don't know how old you would have been. I don't know the age that would be inappropriate for you to still take a bath with a friend, but I took baths with buddies growing up. We had a big garden tub. My friends had garden tubs. Yeah, there probably was some, I don't know. I don't know what age would have been too old. Definitely wasn't, you know, taking baths with friends in middle school. Fifth grade, probably not either. I don't know. Probably fourth grade down, I would think me and my buddies might have took baths together. Is that weird? I don't know. But anyway, that would be cool, though, to set it up to where I could have a guest come in and us take a bath together and record. I might be onto something there. Very intimate, obviously. But you never know. Now that I'm doing OnlyFans. By the way, guys, if you've not seen my shit on OnlyFans yet, please, please go look. It is funny. I think that it's mildly sexy to some of you ladies. I think I'm going to drop this episode on Thursday night. And if I do, then I think I'm going to drop the price on the OnlyFans thing, too. I think it's $10 a month. I think I'm going to do it $5. I think I'm going to drop down to $5 and see how it goes. The deal was for this month anyway, like I was going to give half to our families at Christmas time, our needy families. And shit, I don't think we got but 4 more families to do. Like this, we've only done this since Thanksgiving week. So we literally are like almost done. And it's been great. We've had sponsors from the show that have sponsored families. Miss Kim Lee, her insurance company over in Alabama sponsored a whole family. Lori's Dive In sponsored a whole family. Locals Only on Instagram. They're a new sponsor on the show. You guys really need to check them out. They sponsored a whole family. Hold on here. We're gonna reposition myself. Hold on. Let me find Daniel. I don't want to mess this up. I know Daniel Riley and his wife, they sponsored, a whole family. Where are you at, Daniel? I'm going to lose track of thought in just a second. This, where's Riley? Is that not how I got in there? Yeah, there it is. Daniel Riley. Okay. Their company, they train dogs. Gray's Canine Academy, they sponsored a whole family. Make sure you check them out on Facebook and all that good shit. Kimley's Insurance, Locals Only, Gray Canine Academy, Lori's Dive In, my dude, Mr. David Waller, he's supposed to be taking care of one on Monday. DPF Alternatives, I about fucked up, I about messed up, Mr. Aaron and his wife. Also, I mess this shit up every time. And this is where, like, you can tell I'm not the most professional person. I like to do it off the, you know, seat of my pants. I always mess up his call letters. No, it's DPF. DPF Alternatives. Who else? There's supposed to be a young lady tomorrow that I have become friends with on social media, on TikTok. Miss Molly, who's supposed to be taking care of a whole family. You guys, when we've done the TikTok lives, I don't think we've done but like 3 TikTok lives doing the fundraiser. And I think we've took care of a lot. A lot of the rest of them that way. It seems like I'm missing a business. Kim's, Aaron's, DPF, which is the same thing. Locals Only, Grace K9, Lori's Dive-In. Maybe that's it. Maybe it is just them. And I think I got a couple that are supposed to be doing it too. So we should be done. We should be done by Monday. And if you have not before been part of our toy drives, this is like our 8th year we've done it, right? And every year I say, I'm not going to do it again. And it's not because I don't like helping families, because I get so stressed out and so much gets put on me. But this year, because of our wonderful sponsors on the show and our following growing on social media, you guys have just fucking killed it. And we couldn't be more grateful for it. But what I was saying was, with the show, with the OnlyFans, I mean, it was where I was going to do $10 a month for the first month. And it was going to be half of it went to help out with our toy drive. And the other half was going to be in my motherfucking pocket. Now I think I'm just going to drop it to 5 since we're almost done. I've had 1,300, almost 1,400 people view it since it started a week ago. And we have had hardly no subscribers. Now, I'll just be real with you. I think we've got 10 subscribers. But I hadn't put a lot of content on there. I put some more yesterday. I actually put like a menu of shit. If y'all want to get some nasty shit from me, you can. Not really. You guys are just going to have to play along with it. Like, this is a long joke. This is fun. This is going to be fun for me, but it isn't going to be something where I lose my morals over it. I'm going to have fun with it. I've had so many great ladies on the show lately, and they're wonderful human beings, everybody. And I was like, you know what? I'm missing an opportunity here. But it's not just the money. It's a couple weeks ago, my Snapchat got permanently deleted, like device banned and shit. And when that happened, I was like, fuck, dude, I've built this thing for the past several years and had a public page. A lot of folks have, you know, been following me since Bearded Bastard and everything on there. And it's like, man, I've lost all these fucking people again. And luckily, we still got other social media platforms. And to me, you guys are like family. You know, I wouldn't be. Oh, I got to put some hot water in this bitch and get a drink of water. I wanted y'all to know that I'm actually in the tub. We're going to do that every couple minutes to get this sumbitch hot. This is like a steam room right now for me. But, you know, it's not necessarily like, I don't really care about losing a following. It's about losing the people that have supported the shit out of the show and supported me over the past several years. And that's why I was like, another thing is like, look, I'm going to do the OnlyFans shit. If nothing else, I want to get all the people that have always followed me to come over there and maybe not pay the $5 a month or whatever it would be. Maybe after we build it up, I drop it down like a fucking dollar. But it would be where I can post all the content that I used to post with Bearded Bastard, the funny shit, all the videos and shit that I think is hilarious on TikTok and everything. Like, I feel like all the stuff that I really want to do and I really want to push, and the stuff that's really me that made a lot of people love me or like me. I don't think none of you motherfuckers really love me for my humor. I think y'all love me because I try to do nice things for people. But I want to have it to where you guys can't be deleted. Like, I can't lose y'all again. So that's another thing. Like, it's not going to be just, like, right now it's funny, sexually explicit content. Not going to lie. Like, there is some funny fucking shit on there. And there's shit on there that might make you feel uncomfortable. Also, I'm going to read y'all, since I got the thing right here in front of me while I'm in the bathtub. Let me tell you why I'm in the bathtub too. Why I'm pulling this up on OnlyFans. it's still weird for me to say, let me pull up my OnlyFans. I got a message. I got my first message. Look at that. Let's message them back. I'm good. You guys are going to literally hear the first message I ever sent on here. Oh, shit. How do you do this? Allow access to microphone. Yeah. What's up? I don't know who this is. I'm literally recording a podcast episode right now. And you are literally first message that I've ever sent out to anybody. I have no idea who the fuck you are. I just know what your username and shit is. But I just want to tell you thank you for subscribing. Hope you read the menu. I'm going to read the menu out loud on the podcast. Don't worry, I won't say her username or nothing. But feel free. Send some shit this way. Let's have some fun. Yeah, this is weird. But anyway, thank you. Thank you for being part of this. This is going to be fun. It's going to be a weird ride, and I hope you hold on tight. I just sent that to a person. That's so weird to me. All right. First off, I'm going to read you guys the bio on here. This isn't just for women. This is for dudes, too. Like, I think you guys will appreciate the shit out of it because it's funny. Okay, you can hear my dogs outside because I'm in a bathtub. Oh, before I read it, though. God damn, I hadn't took Adderall in like 3 days. I'm waiting on my prescription to get filled, and you guys can tell. Anyway, my bathtub is my safe place. I don't know how you guys are. Like, growing up, I always found taking a bath was soothing. It gets my mind off everything. Kind of lets you forget about the rest of the world for a little while, taking a nice hot bubble bath. And now, I still do that. Now is when, like, shit's weighing heavy on me or, like, I just need a break. Like, I come sit in the fucking bathtub. I make it hot as hell to where I'm sweating profusely. There's been times, honestly, I made it too hot and almost passed the fuck out. But I'm stupid. It just soothes me. It's my safe place. It's my happy place. It's where I can leave the rest of the world out. Now, I hope all of y'all have that kind of place. Me, it just so happens that mine's a fucking bathtub. That's why I decided tonight. I was like, you know what? I want to do something different. I want to do something weird. Had a cancellation tonight. I literally have 5 shows scheduled Sunday and Monday. So I was like, damn, I ain't put out but 1 episode this week. I need to do something. And I was kind of stressed because, you know, somebody canceled on me tonight. And I was like, fuck, I got to do something different. Let's do something from the bathtub. And let's talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about for the next little bit. Anyway, so I'm going to read y'all the bio part on my OnlyFans. It says, this is what happens when you mix a wicked sense of humor and 330 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. Just a dilf with no shame. You've been warned, it's a grower, not a shower. Get ready to laugh your panties off. Hashtag dadbot, hashtag comedy. Oh, I don't know why I just told y'all the hashtags, by the way. But then I'm having to get shout out, by the way, to Sarah Blake and Gypsy. They helped me with a lot of this shit. I kind of pitched them some ideas of shit that I want to do that I think you guys are going to love and they're funny as fuck. But also, you guys get to see some shit. But anyway, now I'm going to read you. Which the first message that you get, the second is the auto message. The first message that you get as soon as, did my voice memo go out? Hold on a second. Did you get the voice memo? I don't know if they did or not. That's kind of weird. Okay, I'm going to read you the menu. So here you go. You ready, guys? Check this out. As soon as you subscribe, this is what happens. Well, hello, you dirty bitch. Thank you for subscribing. Are you ready to have some fun with me? You are diving into my most intimate parts and my adult humor. Comedy with a side of sex. My favorite. How naughty are you ready to get? And then the menu part. Special videos, X amount of money. Nude pictures, X amount of money. Pecker and cat ratings. Apparently, all these times that Tawny and Sarah and Gypsy and Brianna and Bailey and anybody else who's been around SJ who has these, they've always told me that guys, y'all like to have your dick rated and you like to be dug rated sometimes. You know what? I am very good at talking shit. Bring it the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Bring it on. Let's see. Let's see. I've seen a dick before. You know, I've dealt with one my whole life anyway. So we'll have some fun with it. I've watched a lot of porn. I can tell you where you size up at, boys. Plus, we'll make it fun. We'll make it fucking fun. What else? And custom creations where I make your dirty fantasies come true, you nasty little bitches. And then it says in parentheses, the price depends on what you perverts want. But it ain't going to be cheap. And then the bottom part, don't forget I ain't afraid to mail out some nasty shit. Ain't no shame in my game. Hit me up now. So, if you want to get in on that shit, go to OnlyFans and look up JL Terry 1987. The home picture is me and a moo moo. And I want to tell y'all this if y'all haven't listened to other episodes about this. Or I think I said it on one maybe already. But I have no shame in putting my nuts on stuff. I like putting my nuts on stuff. I think it's funny as fuck to put my nuts on stuff. So, this week, I'm going to start a series. And it's going to be like every other day. It's going to be kind of like, where's Waldo? But it's going to be, where's Josh's nuts at today? I'm going to see what places, weird places, I can put my balls on. And I'm going to post pictures of that all the time. I heard there's already a picture of my ball sack on OnlyFans from behind. Just saying, you should go check it out. Also, guys, here's a little thing. I haven't shaved my nuts in a while, and I definitely haven't shaved the gooch. Have not shaved, you know, the chicken skin. I haven't done that in forever, okay? I almost didn't post the picture of my balls from behind because of the hair. Like, it looks like there's a fucking calico cat just chilling between my asshole and my ball sack. So, you know, be prepared. Now, am I going to shave it anytime soon? I don't know. Probably. It looks like I need a fucking weed eater. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Next week, I don't know what the pictures are going to be. They're going to be funny. I will be on the road, 4 days next week? Yeah. So, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk to y'all about, too. Is next week we are in Alabama and we are doing our Josh Terry podcast Christmas party. Now, not everybody that I wanted to be there for this can make it, but a lot of people have obligations, but I'm opening it up to all of you that are listening to me. So if you guys are close to Snead, Alabama, next December the 14th, next Thursday, so a week away from today. Carter Cross, Riley Anderson, John Haywood, Cameron Havens, Kenzie Coppin, Connor Berderka, Thomas Merritt, Court Taylor, Lance DeBrock are going to be there. They're going to play my party for me. It is at Cotton Field fucking Grill. Thank you to Ty, Kevin, Miss Kelly, Anna, their whole staff for hosting our Christmas party. It is going to be a blast. Shout out to all of our sponsors that are involved with it. Pearl Promoting, Project K9 Hero, Miss Christina Martin's Photography. She'll be there taking some badass pictures of us. Back Road Park and Event Venue. My boy Seth. I want to give a special shout out to Seth Bazemore, by the way. Seth, he's the fella that owns Down Yonder Hat Co. Seth and me, he's been around with us since fucking, damn, dude, like before the summer. I've got to watch him grow, and I've got to see where, man, dude, there's so many people that wear Down Yonder Hat Co. hats now, and that's not because of us. Like, he's got to do stuff, you know, at our writers' rounds, but it's because of the shit he puts out and the person he is that, man, that's the way it is, you know? I mean, I couldn't be fucking happier for him. He deserves every bit of it. He is my dude through and through. We also are going to have some special guests that are going to be there. Miss Sarah Blake, Gypsy, Alyssa Hale's Badass. Mama Hale's going to be there. I cannot fucking wait to see Mama Hale. I love her so much. I love Alyssa and Gypsy and Sarah, all them too. Coach Ray, Miss Reagan's going with me. Cameron Harden, the fella from Big Brother, he's supposed to be going with me. I'm very happy to have him doing some stuff with us now. And I think me and him got some big shit coming for y'all soon, too. Let's see, what else? I mean, it's just going to be great. If you haven't been to Cottonfield yet, dude, come party with us. Like, this isn't going to be a regular Christmas party. We're opening up to you guys. Of course, you have to still buy your alcohol and buy food from Cottonfield. We will, too. Shit, dude. The food's great. The people's great. I mean, everything is great there. And I'm not just saying that. Like, it really is a good fucking time. I'm very excited about it. So, if you guys ain't got shit going on, you need to fucking come. You need to come. Also, today I got booked for something next weekend. Right here in Cochran, Georgia. My buddy Cody Bradley. I'll tell you a funny story how me and Cody got introduced to each other in a minute. And why I got so much respect for this dude. Not only is he a veteran, but I got a lot of respect for him for a different reason. And before he comes on the show Sunday, I want to tell this story. Then I want you guys to hear him tell this story and see if it matches up. But he's playing at the Cochran City Auditorium. I guess it's the 16th. Yeah, 16th of December. Rebecca Howell, who I believe was on The Voice, is opening up for him. And Caleb Sanders is opening up. And, dude, it's going to be fire. Like, we're going to have a great time. It's my first thing I've got to host around here. I host events in Macon and all that kind of stuff. But Cody is such a good dude. Me and Cody had a very rocky start meeting each other. This has been, Gracie couldn't have been 2 years old. He had just got home from boot camp. Oh, hold on. Before I tell this, let's get some more water in this motherfucker. I don't even know if y'all can hear me with that going on. Or with me drinking water, trying to hydrate while I'm sweating all this shit out of me. Also, fun fact, I probably should have disclosed this to y'all when we first started. The Buzzwax bars that I eat, the mushroom bars, you can go to the joshterrypodcast.com and there's a new shirt. And on the back of that new shirt is their actual website where I order this shit from. I ate some of those before I got in here, and I'm trying to time it out to where the mushrooms kick in while I'm in a bubble bath talking to you guys. Could be the greatest thing ever. Could be fucking horrible. But we'll see. We'll see when it comes down to it. but anyway, me and Cody, I had a house party when I lived off the main highway in Cochran several years ago. And we were all having a great time, but if you've ever been to a party at my house or studio or wherever, you know that when my ass is ready to go to bed, my ass is going to bed. Like, I don't care who's there, what's going on, especially if it's my place, y'all getting the fuck out. But I'm going to tell you guys, you're getting the fuck out. And man, that night was a long night. We had a very, very good time. And when it was over and I was done, I wanted everybody to get the fuck out of there. Well, Cody didn't know me good yet, and I didn't know him. I'd had fun with him that night. He was cool to be around. And, excuse me. And, anyway, when it got time for me to go to bed, Cody didn't want to leave. He ended up leaving. He got aggravated when he got up the road, and whoever was driving him, they were like, look, we don't need to go back. And I guess he felt disrespected by me telling everybody to get the hell out of the house. I was ready to go to bed. And anywho, he comes back. Well, I was laid up in bed with somebody at the time. And one of my buddies comes and knocks on the door. And they're like, hey, dude, Cody's back. What do you want me to tell him? And I was like, I'm not getting out of his bed. If I get out of his bed, I'm going to be pissed. Well, he wouldn't stop. He ended up coming to my door. And when he came to my door, shit kind of escalated to where he walked outside, I walked outside. Cody's way taller than me. Like I tell you, I'm 5'10 on a good day. Cody is every bit 6'1", 6'2". He's a big fella. And I was standing on the steps, And he just would not quit smiling at me. And like, he was shit faced now. Like, he was good and hammered. He wasn't in his right mind, and I haven't ever seen this side of him again, and I probably never will. But I was like, if you don't stop, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. And he wouldn't stop. I got off the porch. By the way, I want to picture this. This is still when I'm big. This is still when I'm fat. So I'm like 300 pounds. I have penguin loose fitting pajama pants on, no shirt. I step off the steps. I hit him. He goes down, first punch. Also, he was extremely drunk. Let me just state that. That was it. That was it of that whole situation. I don't speak to him for years, like long time. I never heard him talking bad about me. I never talked bad about him. We never spoke again. And then it wasn't long ago, probably 2 years, maybe three, he was writing. He moved to Nashville to start doing music. And by the way, I'm not just saying this because I'm part of their show next weekend now. Cody is a very, very good musician, a very good songwriter. He just played my round last month in Nashville. Y'all look up Cody Bradley's music. It'll make you want to come to the show even more next week. I'm very proud of the dude. He's good. So if you wonder what I'm doing right here, I'm wiping sweat off my face because this is like 110 degrees. Anywho, so he's riding with Lee Tucker, who's like my big brother. And Lee's like, yeah, man, I'm from down that way. And Lee never tells him, from my understanding, that me and him know each other. So Cody tells Lee the story about that night, about what happened. And Cody told it the same exact way that I just told you guys. Well, after Cody had told the story, Lee was like, damn, man, I got to tell my buddy Josh Terry about that. He knows people in Cochrane. I bet he knows who it is. And Cody's like, it was fucking Josh Terry. Anyway, so then Lee Tucker calls me. He tells me what happens. It's funny. It's a small fucking world. And that's when I had got all my respect for Cody. Like, I never really lost it because I didn't know him. But when somebody is in that situation and they're vulnerable and they tell the truth, like, you got to respect the fuck out of somebody like that. You really do. And he had my respect from right there on. And I'm glad that me and him squashed up and made up. And now I'm happy to be hosting an event here in Cochrane next week for them at the auditorium. That's going to be fun. And, dude, it just shows you, man, like, you got to forgive and forget. Like, I know I keep telling y'all that shit. And I keep pushing it to y'all. But you have to forgive and forget. You got to show grace. Because one day that shit could be you. And I'm very good about it now. There's only a couple of people that I'm just, even if they came and apologized to me right now, I wouldn't let go. And the reason why I wouldn't let go is pretty much the way that it, like, shit just went down in a dishonest way. If somebody fucks up and they tell the truth, I'm down for that. Like, I can forgive you. If I fuck up, I'm going to tell the truth. Like, I used to lie so much. I know that I've told y'all this joke a couple times on here. But, you know, I got a buddy who used to say, I'd rather climb a tree and tell a lie than stand on the ground and tell the truth. And that's who I was growing up because I was miserable. Like, I was a very unhappy person. You know, I was just watching some stuff about Robin Williams today, and one of the things that he just talked about so much was mental health and how you got to worry about the people that are always smiling and laughing and they never tell you that anything's wrong. Like, those are the ones that have a problem. People that address their problems and people that talk about their problems, their mental health stuff, that's the ones that don't want to give up. Those are the ones that want to fix their problems. And for so much of my life, till I was probably 27, 28 years old, I was a piece of shit. Like, if my mouth was moving, I was lying. And it just was because I wasn't happy with my life. I was miserable that I wasn't where I wanted to be. And honestly, what's crazy about it is if I would have been where I wanted to be at the time, I would have been miserable in that position. I used to just want to work at Robins Air Force Base. Now, I'm not knocking any of you guys that work at Robins Air Force Base. Y'all got great fucking jobs. And I'm not knocking that. I just wouldn't have been happy. It literally would have, it would have hurt me. It really would have. It would have just been a dead end road. I wouldn't have been living. I would have just been existing. And I'm really glad that life didn't work out that way. If you've ever heard me talk about this before, you know, I always say that same damn line. You're not always where you want to be, but you're always where you're supposed to be. Well, the truth is, you don't realize that until after you get through what you're going through. You never understand that shit until you get through. And it took me forever to come to terms with that and be happy. Like, to be happy about it. And I'm happy now. You know, me and Cam and Reagan were talking about this on the show the other day. And I'd rather be poor, broke as fuck, and happy than have all the money in the world and be fucking miserable. I got a buddy that I know right now is battling that. Dude's got a great job. He's got a great family. He's got, from the outside looking in, you're like, this dude's got it fucking made. To where, like, I'm envious of this guy. Like, I would have used to have been envious of him. To, like, damn, this is all the fuck I want. Like, this is everything I've wanted. And that doesn't make you happy. You know, you got one fucking life. You don't get another chance at this. Why are you spending it? Why the fuck are you spending it making somebody else money, being miserable every fucking day? You know, a lot of people are like, well, I got to take care of my kids or my family. Yeah, you do. You do. But, you know, you ask your kids, are they going to remember how much money you spent on them or how much time you spent with them? And you see which one. And see, it's also about the quality of time that you spend with them. You know, there's times that I've been around Gracie before and I've been a miserable cunt. Because the way life was going. And I know she couldn't have been having fun. I know she couldn't have been enjoying herself because I wasn't enjoying myself. To where now, I am happy. She knows that I'm happy. And I feel like our time is better now than ever. Oh, I know that's a lot to digest. And I know a lot of y'all are going to say the same thing as my buddy does when I talk to him about this. But, man, I think your family would be happier with less if you were happier. I think your family would be, you know, fine going from a $100,000 vehicle, a $500,000 home, to where you actually were happy and got to spend time with them and you were jolly. You know, we let too many things in this life steal our fucking joy. Steal the shit out of our joy to where we're miserable and we start stealing other people's joy. You either are somebody that radiates positivity and makes people happy, your happiness is contagious. But also, just like the goddamn flu or anything else, your depression, your mopiness, your you're just having that mindset that I'm just existing. That shit is contagious as fuck, man. And I don't want to see anybody wait until it's too late to change up the game. You can change it the fuck up right now. It doesn't matter if you're 50 years old, you can change the shit up. You know, I really try to bring it home with you guys that if you're not happy, figure out your happiness. Figure out what you can do starting right now to make yourself happy. And let it be a wildfire effect within yourself. You'll start realizing there's a lot of shit in this world that don't mean a fucking thing. That does not mean shit to you. But yet, you give a whole lot of shits about it. You know, we have to start paying attention to the things that love us. And make them feel loved. That's going to bring more happiness to you. Now, we got to stop focusing on the negativity. I got a friend. This person is a wonderful human being, like one of the most perfectest people you've ever met in your life. And just has shitty luck with the opposite sex. Just has shitty luck with them. And I don't know why this person gets dealt bad cards. They don't deserve it. But I tell them constantly, you know, you don't know why right now you're getting those cards, but it's going to make fucking sense. You know, if you're a Texas Hold'em player,
or, you know, Mississippi Stud or anything like that, to where you have to wait on the last card to fall to make sense of your hand. You know, that's kind of like our lives. That's kind of like, you know, I'm having to gamble on all of this. I'm playing by blind faith here. But I know that if I play this the right way, when that last card drops, if it's what it's supposed to be, then I win. And it doesn't matter if these other two cards or whatever didn't work for me. This card works for me. And, you know, that's the way I want a lot of y'all to view your mistakes. That's the way I want a lot of y'all to interpret what's going on in your life right now. Like, you just haven't, you haven't got your last card yet. Your hand doesn't make sense. It's not going to make sense until that card falls. And once it does, fuck, you're going to be happy. Going to be happy. You just can't give up until that last card hits. Okay? You know, anybody that has contemplated suicide, everybody's got one thing in common. You know, you are just tired of hurting. You're tired of being miserable. It's not that you want to die. You're just tired of living the way that you're living. Well, you know, that shit's infectious. You know, stop letting yourself go downhill. Stop letting yourself go downhill mentally. Put the brakes on right now. Readjust, restart, and fucking move in the right direction. You know, I know all of y'all can do it. I know each and every one of y'all can do it. That's the message I'm going to leave y'all with. You know, just don't give up until you get that last card. Play like you're going to win. Keep the mindset that you're going to win. Stay positive that that card's going to fall your way. And if you do, everything's going to work out your way. A couple things before we get out of here. I want to thank Pearl Promoting real fast. They gave us $1,000 to give away December the 20th. $500, there's two different ways. We're going to give away two different things, or $500 two different times on the 20th. You can go right now, leave a 5-star rating on the show, leave a review, make sure you're subscribed to it, turn your little automatic download thing on, by the way, and subscribe, leave a review, leave a rating. And I need you to download all the episodes from this year. Download all the episodes from this year. And if you don't know what to leave in the review part, be heartfelt, but also tell me what your favorite episode from this year was. Tell me what your favorite episode is. And everybody that does that, I'll be able to tell. I can look at all that shit. I can look your username up if you leave a review. I'm going to put your name into an automatic generator. And I think one person has done it so far. But I think I just made like a video about it on TikTok like a day or two ago. I think one or two people have done it. So you got a good chance. I don't care if only 10 people do it. Go do it. And you've got a chance to win $500. On the 20th. Other way, go subscribe to OnlyFans right now. JL Terry 1987. Subscribe to it. I'm going to put, same thing, all the users that have signed up between last Friday and December the 20th, I'm going to put all y'all's names to an automatic generator, a random generator or whatever, and one of you guys is going to win $500. So, you know, you spend $5, you got a chance to win $500. Can't really fucking beat that. Plus, like I said, some of the money is going to go to help with some of the toy drive to help us finish it out. And the rest of it's going to go in my motherfucking pocket and help me pay some bills off before we get moved here at the beginning of the year. That's pretty much it, guys. I'm grateful for each and every one of y'all. I love y'all so much. Check out the joshterrypodcast.com right now. We had a couple shirts drop last week. I fucking love our new shirts. It's our new mushroom logo. There's another shirt that I came out with that says, I love Sad Girl Country and good tequila. So check all that shit out. And just thank you guys. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything this year. I've got some great episodes coming out for y'all next week. Don't forget, December the 14th, Cottonfield Grill, 8 to 11. But we'll be there fucking probably at 6, 7 o'clock, drinking, partying. Like, this isn't just a riders round. This is a party. And you guys are invited to come and have fun with us. Cottonfield Grill, Snead, Alabama. You can go see the flyer and get the actual address off of my Instagram and all that kind of stuff. It's JLTerry87. Yeah, so please come next week in Cochran, Georgia, the 16th. Cody Bradley, Cochran City Auditorium. It's going to be great. You know what? I'm going to see all y'all there. We're going to have fun next week. And if you're stressed as fuck right now, two things. Like I said a while ago, don't be too stressed. Let that last card fall before you fucking give up all hope. Play like you're going to win. Two, go take a motherfucking bubble bath. Go take a motherfucking bubble bath. Reset, restart, relax. I love you guys. I will see y'all later. Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast live from a motherfucking bubble bath.